Blind Cool Tech 102, September 8, 05. Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We're in Louisville, Kentucky, on our way to work, about 6:30 in the morning. And I had a chance to play with iTunes 5.0 last night and this morning. I was going to try to record or do a presentation for you, but I think I need some more time to learn this thing. It actually, let me get across this street here. It actually, I got it to work. It's very, very cumbersome to use. I can't imagine why a blind person would actually want to use it. At least in the Windows platform. I plan to try the Mac version out. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it today. But I know 4.9 was not accessible with VoiceOver on the Mac. So we'll see about 5.0. I was surprised. Good handling, buddy. Oh, it is a tight squeeze. Good boy. I should have brought my trimmers this morning. You know, why don't we just walk out in the road? I don't quite understand why these people park on the sidewalk. I was, after much trial, I was able to browse some podcasts. That's it, my buddy. Good boy. This is ridiculous. Come on. There you go. I clicked on podcasts and was able to get, the first thing that came up was Inside Mac. Don't quite know how I got that. But it's pretty easy to play one. And I was able to confirm what I had suspected. And that is that the first show, the oldest show in the RSS feed, is what gets played as a kind of a preview for iTunes. I was able to actually do a search for blind and was also surprised to see that Blind Cool Tech was in there. Marlena by Ear. David Faccio, the Cajun guy. I can't really pronounce his last name. I should be able to. What else did I see in there? But the short of it is, it's very cumbersome to move from podcast to podcast. And it's also quite cumbersome to, in fact, I never did find where you could actually list out the episodes for a particular podcast and select which ones you wanted to download. It's pretty easy to get to. In fact, there's a podcast tab in the options, and you can specify whether you want to download them all. Good boy. Just the most recent one. And then, you know, what you want to do with them. Like synchronize them to your iPod or delete them after they're played. And several other properties like that. Good boy. But I just did a general browsing through podcasts, and I found a lot of cool ones, a lot of nice ones. Oh, that Blue Dog Bakery smells awful good.
Hi, it's Megan.
Hi. Okay. It was interesting too. I believe this might be set by genre. You can set it to remember your place. So, as when I first installed this, and I didn't even have 4.9 on this new machine of mine. I had it on my old one. But as I installed it, it of course asks you, well, thankfully, if you want it to be the default player. And it's really not too awful bad as a player. It's just, you know, the play part of it is actually got hotkeys. Acts very much like a regular MP3 player, so you can use the right and left arrows to move from track to track. And if you hit the left arrow in the middle of a song, it'll actually go back to the beginning, just like your, you know, kind of an interface you're used to. And control up and control down, raise the volume. And control alt, left and right, lets you skip through a song, which I actually like that better than the way Media Player does it. You know, one thing I've got to do too is to figure out some. Here's one that you guys can probably help me out with. And I ran into this with Media Player first, but I ran into it today too. Okay, in WindowEyes, there's a hotkey, Control Shift F to find. But it just so happens that that's the Media Player command to go fast forward too. And I do not see where in the heck you can undefine that in WindowEyes. I mean, I know about the hotkeys menu. I've looked through all the categories, but that is one I don't see. So if one of you knows the answer to that, go on. That's it. I would greatly appreciate it. Now here's my other dilemma. In iTunes, of course, I was telling you, control alt, right, and left. Fast forward and rewind through, or skip forward and backwards through a song, or not, a podcast or whatever. And of course that conflicts with some Windows hotkeys too. But, and I realized that those, I saw where you can undefine those, but I really just want to undefine them for iTunes. And I'm assuming that you can, what my question is, how do you tell WindowEyes to associate it with a particular program? Because, you know, you press control backslash to bring up the WindowEyes control panel, and it says, it thinks it's associated, well, I mean, it says IE.000. Good, how about you?
Good, you got a pretty deal.
Thanks. And, you know, I'm assuming you can do save and set file, and you can give it a name, or save as, probably. But is there a WindowEyes way of telling what the name of that application was? It seems like the way it should work is that if you press control backslash, you know, that should be the, it should use the application's name. But maybe I've got something configured incorrectly or something. So, just a mystery. By the way, I know the public beta of WindowEyes 5.5 is available for testing on the gwmicro.com webpage, and I'm tempted to do it. I probably will, in fact. I think its biggest thing is it now uses the Excel document object model, which, if you're not familiar with a document object model, it's an interface that an application exposes so that other applications or processes can manipulate the document. You know, this is the way, this is what both WindowEyes and JAWS use in Internet Explorer. They use its DOM, or Document Object Model, to give you that nice interface, which, you know, gives you more control than what Internet Explorer normally does. In other words, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you press... There's not really a cursor in a document in Internet Explorer. So its default behavior is that when you press the down arrow, it just scrolls down a line, and there's not really a little editing cursor like the way it acts like there is with these two screen readers using the DOM. But anyway, WindowEyes 5.5 is the first screen reader actually to take advantage of the Excel DOM. So for you spreadsheet types out there, this could be some really revolutionary access to, well, what essentially is a very, very powerful program. Back to iTunes. The menus are still, well, what I call screwed up. You can't just hit the Alt key and get into the menu bar like you can with a regular Windows application. What you have to do is to, or one way to access them is to press Alt and letter of the menu. So, for instance, if you knew you wanted to go into the File menu, you can just press Alt F, and then you can use your regular up and down arrows to traverse the items in the File menu. And then if you just want to look around at the rest of the menus, you know, you could go left arrow to open up the Windows menu and another left arrow for the Help menu. And once you're in there, up and down arrows work fine. It actually calls them context menus, so I don't really know what programming techniques they use to achieve this. I suspect what they've done is they've got some kind of tool that makes it easy for them to write cross-platform applications. So it's pretty easy for them to write the Macintosh and the OS X for the Macintosh version and the Windows version at the same time. It's pretty easy to enter a URL or a URI for a podcast from the menus. So if you already know one, that could be the way to do it. I've still got a lot of learning to do, and either that or there's some serious issues with restricting what you want to see. In other words, if I just want to, move from podcast to podcast, I didn't see a way to do it. Luckily, I only had about 4 or 5 CDs ripped on this machine. And it's pretty good. It actually uses the ID3 tag. But it uses the ID3 tag info from your MP3 files. Oh yeah, I was mentioning too, while it's installing, it offers for it to be your default music player and video player. So I recommend not doing that. Good boy. Unless you have a lot better luck with iTunes than I do, or did. I'm going to continue to look at it. I should point out too that Brian Hargen, I'm not sure of the spelling of that even, has scripts for iTunes. I doubt if he's got them for iTunes 5.0 yet. Scripts and set files. Scripts for JAWS and set files for Windows. I seriously doubt that he has any, like I say though, for iTunes 5.0, because I think it just came out yesterday. As I was playing with iTunes this morning, of course I told you the Mac Insider, I think it was one of the podcasts that first showed up, and yesterday's issue was there, so you can start a playback with the space bar, and the problem is it's hard to tell what you're really pointing at to play back, but lo and behold, it started playing back the this podcast, and they were talking about all the big announcements from Apple yesterday. So apparently what they were, what all the speculation was about, was that in conjunction with Motorola, they're releasing a phone called the Rocker that you can play music from iTunes. It only holds 100 songs, apparently. And there's no wireless way to get the songs over to it. You have to do it with a USB connection. And that's one thing I really love about my Nokia phone. My 3650 is the Bluetooth connectivity in it. It's really easy to send files to and from the phone. And the other thing they mentioned was a iPod Nano. And I didn't really get the dimensions on this thing, but it's supposed to be really, really tiny. And it's got, I think they said it'll hold about 1,000 songs. So, a couple of interesting things to check out and keep an eye on. Back to iTunes. So there's hotkeys to add songs to your library, and I keep starting to tell you this and I end up not doing it. One of the options too when you're setting up and running the program is for it to convert your WMA files into Apple's format. And I don't actually see any advantage to doing that unless you are using an iPod. It specifically says, too, that it's only unprotected WMA files. So don't be thinking you're going to be able to play any of your songs you downloaded from Napster or Walmart with iTunes. The actual playing and moving from song to song was really quite nice in the unit, in the software. It said the right and left arrow moved you around. And of course it showed the name of the song on the screen. I didn't have time to actually find out exactly how to tell what, you know, which song was playing. I noticed there is a hotkey for info, and I think that might be the way you can do it. It'll actually pull up a dialogue, and you can get that information. Good boy, fella. Good boy. Well, these kids are out here early. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Nice dog.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really... Let's see what time it is here. Oh, it's not quite as early as I thought. So playing the songs was pretty good. I haven't got into... There was all kinds of choices about, you know, the most played. But, good boy. The top rated. And I did find some hotkeys to allow you to rate your songs and so forth. I don't know about you guys, but I don't usually take the time to rate my songs. Getting across the track here. So, what I did was, I tried the... There's a item on the screen called podcast, and I just clicked on it, and then there was a search all podcasts, and I typed in blind. It actually pulls up an edit box that you can type in, and was able to find those ones I was telling you about earlier. But one thing too I found was a browse, and it literally filled up the screen with podcasts. Several per line even. And the bad thing about all this, interface-wise, to a blind person anyway, is that, you know, all these buttons are on the left. So as you're moving up and down to look at the lists of podcasts, or in the case when I had that Mac Insider or whatever it was called up there, the episodes were actually there by date, but as you moved your screen cursor to see what the individual ones were, you know, you had to wade past all that junk on the left too. So, not an ideal interface. Not for the faint of heart by any means. And as far as really controlling what you're after and what you want to play, I don't know. You know, I don't know how you guys do it, but I've found that one of the most effective ways to play specific songs, and I use Media Player. I tried Winamp back in the days when it was probably version 2. And it actually, I did like it a lot. It's one of those that kind of breaks the user interface rules too, though. With, you know, and one of those is never arrange your user interface around the pattern of keys, and that's one thing that Winamp does do. So if you're using the QWERTY keyboard, it takes the step up, little buddy. Good boy. Good dog. It takes the bottom row. That's it. Good boy. Takes the bottom row left-hand keys and, you know, arranges them so it's stop, rewind, play. And when you're using Dvorak, of course, all that goes out the window. Those keys are just everywhere. But that really didn't bother me. Just it wasn't as easy to remember them. But the easiest way I've found to play, you know, a random series of songs or albums, is to go into Internet Explorer and just mark the ones you want with standard Windows selection commands. And you can just hit enter on them. Actually, if you have media player as your default association of MP3 files, and then if you want to add more to it, sometimes, you know, you may want to do this thing where you just want to start out with a song or two and add more to it while it's playing. And to do that, you just highlight it or select several of them and hit your applications key, a right click, and there's a media player puts up a add to playlist or add to queue context menu item, and that will just, you know, add them on there. And then I always have my media player set to repeat and shuffle. So I don't know, you know, I feel like I'm missing something with this iTunes. Apparently there's a lot of blind people that want to use it. My recommendation though right now, good boy, especially if you're interested in the podcast support in it, is to stick with something like iPodder. And you know, I guess that brings up another point. We need to review some of these other ones. I mentioned a while back I took a good long look at Primetime Podcast Receiver, but you know, I hear Todd Cochran on the Geek News Central podcast only talking about Doppler, and then I know I've seen a lot of you guys use Webby. I think it's WEBIE or WEBBIE. It's an accessible one. And NewsGator, I hear Shelley talking about on Shelley's podcast. That's one I've really been meaning to check out. Right there. And just hadn't had time to do it yet. So, in conclusion, iTunes is interesting. I suspect it offers a lot more for the Mac folks, especially the sighted ones, than it does for us PC users, and especially us blind PC users. It can be used though. It just, you know, if you're looking for a challenge, and you know, if one of you enterprising listeners there would like to tackle mastering that thing, I'm sure we'd all love to hear about it. All right. Got a lot more to say on the topic of iTunes, but I feel like I should get a little more experience with it. So I'm going to wrap this show up. We're turning into the driveway here at APH. This has been Blind Cool Tech 102. If you'd like to leave a comment on our audio line that will possibly play on the air, you may do so at the number 206-984-9203. Our email address, blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our URI is blindcooltech.com. Let me know what you guys think, too. I'm using the Olympus DS2 once again with the binaural mics. And as I was listening to yesterday's show, it sounded like I was getting a lot more pickup from one side than the other. It wasn't quite as good a stereo imagery than with the iRevRun. I did the yard work one with this, and the stereo separation seemed fine with it. So we'll see how this one goes. Okay, well, as always, I enjoyed speaking with you all this morning, and look forward to this reorganization so that we can weed out all this kind of jazz and give you people that are mainly interested in the technical stuff the those kind of podcasts that you want by separating these. And hopefully that'll work out for everybody. Alright. Y'all have a good one, and look forward to hearing from you. I always love those comments. Take care.